Morning all, we're back in the team car again this week. It's Wednesday, it's an evening that I'll be racing my bike, so naturally the fens are cloaked in low cloud and drizzly rain. I'm beginning to think that that's a curse. I've had seasons like this before where every single race day seems to be punctuated with rain or cold. And if you you kind of look back, the last two Saturdays that I've been racing have not been above 12 degrees, and it's it kind of get funny looks when you're riding a time trial in knee warmers, but hey, I'm old, so I'm going to do that. So yeah, we'll see how that pans out. It's the Fendrian podcast in association with yaxleyriders.co.uk. Welcome. A couple of things to discuss this week. Naturally, the big races of the Giro and the Tour of California are keen on the list. Before we get into those, the signs have gone up locally for the Tour of Cambridgeshire, which, for those of you who listen from further afield and don't necessarily know, is a European Grand Fondo type event. It's on closed roads. It's held the first weekend in June around the fence. It has a little run into the hills of Northamptonshire for the first sort of maybe 40-50 k's, cuts around the back of the top of the A14 spur, and then it kind of drives itself into the fens before coming back along some pretty exposed terrain. There's even one sector of unmade farm track for those of you of a Flemish disposition. So it's a really good event. Thousands and thousands of riders ride the Fondo on the Sunday. There's a racing pen and pretty much like the Étape du Tour. So there's a racing pen and then a leisure riders and sporting pen. And there's a time trial on the Saturday, which I'll be having another crack at. Which has got quite a hefty climb in the middle. It's not a long climb, but it sort of steepens up. So we'll see how I'm going for that. But naturally, as soon as the signs go up for residents to advise them that there's a closed roads. And even though the signs that were up last year said the roads would be closed at points between 9 and 5, I think it said, people on Facebook, which seems to have developed now a reputation as being a home of moaning, have taken to complaining that the roads will be shut all day. They won't. They'll be shut for a period in the afternoon. The residents of my village may count themselves unlucky because they're probably the last big area of houses before the finish, so the field will be pretty well spread out. So certain areas near the start, obviously the villages will only be, roads will only be shut briefly, whereas the further on, the further towards the finish you get, naturally the roads will be shut longer because the 6,000 riders will be spread out. And I think last year they were spread out kind of well over an hour, so it'll be interesting. And naturally, as usual, I'm trying desperately to resist commenting. But again, as with last year, I've been drawn in. I think it's very frustrating that, okay, I don't ask everyone to be a fan of cycling. I don't even ask anyone to care about the event or any of that. But, you know, so soon after our village had a wonderful festival, which pretty much was at the end of my garden, I didn't whinge and complain about bands till 10 o'clock at night, because I understand it's for a shortened period of time and it gives a lot of people a great amount of pleasure. So what I'm asking for, and I can't envisage necessarily many people that are listening to this but who aren't interested, but you know, if you get anyone or communicate with anyone, and I did have people knocking on my door last year to complain about road closures, trust me, I would suggest that it's maybe worth saying that, you know, it's for a short period of time and thank you very much for your cooperation. Anyway, that's going to be a fantastic event. Let's hope that it's a fantastic event with better weather than we've had in recent weeks around the fens. Last year, the time trial was run off in a howling gale. I feel like I'm going better this year, so I will be hoping to get a better result. Yeah, maybe if we do, we'll get my coach on here and interview him, because he'll have worked a miracle. So let's see, hey? Okay, so on, because already half the show has elapsed. Remember, we do this in a 10-minute burst to get all of the news and views that you need in just 10 minutes. So on to the Tour of California, which, to be honest, I've watched on YouTube rather than on Eurosport, just due to the pressures of time. pretty good event as always. It was nice to see Sagan in a bit of sprinting form. It was nice to see Cannondale get a long-awaited win. And Mark Cavendish as well finished off with the sprint finish. But a guy who we thought was a classics rider in Julian Alaphilippe won the race overall. So well done to him and Quickstep. And despite having an absolute terrible spring classics campaign, in the races that they were expected to dominate, the cobbles, they didn't. They've actually come out and had a fantastic last few weeks. When you throw in Kittel's stage wins at the Giro, Brambilla and Bob Jungels having the pink jersey, then you throw in Alaphilippe winning the Tour of California. It's quite good. It's showing that there's not a quick step than just some classics. And nice to see Lotto have done that as well with the Welland stage win that we talked about last week. So on to the Giro, and it's pretty epic, isn't it? The weekend stages across the Dolomites. If you didn't watch them on Eurosport, try and catch them on Eurosport Player or Cycling Hub TV or something like that, because the scenery and stuff was just spectacular. And I think now you look at the coverage that we've had and you're beginning to think, well, actually, are the Dolomites nicer than the Alps? And there's not many people who would maybe, you know, people who live where we live in this part of the UK who would probably, you know, your ambition is to get to the Alps or whatever. But now I'm looking at the Dolomites and thinking, wow, they are proper stunning. And the stage through the snowbanks at the weekend and then the mountain time trial, fantastic stuff. And a surprise leader in Stefan Kruijswijk of Lotto, NL Jumbo. Not expected. Nibali is starting to fall away. He's lost more time. I'm not giving out spoilers for individual stages of recent days. But yeah, he's losing time, starting to go backwards. You would think now Esteban Chavez might be the man, although it depends if Movistar can get their act together. And they did have some really tough time in the really high mountains. If they can get their act together on one of the smaller mountain stages, maybe they can ambush Kruijswijk, because much as I love Jumbo Stroop waffles, they're not enough necessarily to power a team to protect a Grand Tour leader. But it's looking every day, if he can get through another day and then tick that off and another day, it's looking like he might have half a chance. But it could be Chavez, it could be Valverde still outside of those. You know, I don't really know where that challenge is coming from. Interestingly, it looks like all three of our podium picks from last week, Nibali, Valverde and Ilner Zakarin, are going to get nowhere near it unless something changes in the next few days. So, you know, I hope you didn't go to the bookies on the back of what we suggested. If you did, sorry, but I'm not replacing your stake. Stefan Kruijswijk apparently could have been found for as long as 125-1 before the race. So, yeah, it's like betting on Leicester to win the Premier League, isn't it? So, that's your summary, that's your 10-minute update on what's happening in the world of cycling, both locally and nationally and worldwide, because we can class California as being in the world. All that remains for me to say is thank you very much for listening and sharing again, and for the likes and for all of the stuff that comes along with that. Continuing to work hard to build the podcast, as approved by Rob Hatch, Eurosport commentator. And we all continue, actually, to do that and to push on. So if you want to get in touch with Fendrian, it is http://fendrian.eu, which is where you can read our blog, you can get links to old podcasts, you can buy a t-shirt, you can buy some cycling kit with our logos on. So there's a whole host of stuff that you can do involving the website. Mainly the links to the old podcasts are the exciting things there. In addition to that, you can find us at FendrianEU on Twitter, and if you search Fendrian on Facebook, you can see our page there, which again links to all of the posts and things that are going on, so you don't miss any. If you want to ride your bike and get out with Yaxley riders on a Tuesday, Thursday or Saturday or Sunday, then you can contact them via www.yaxleyriders.co.uk, and they're at Yaxley Riders on Twitter. You can search them out on Strava, and you can look for them on Facebook as well. And again, you can buy some swanky black, orange and white Yaxley Riders kit and look fairly fantastic. Maybe buy a mix and match of both our kits. That would make me happy. Okay, so more from the podcast next week. Giro review, and we'll see you then. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good week, and enjoy, hopefully, some good weather.